You are listening to the Light Catchers Podcast, a podcast of original stories written by me, your host, CC Kimmel, for you, my fellow light catchers. What is a light catcher, you might ask? Well, it's anyone who can find the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, and the light in the darkness. So if that describes you, these stories are yours. In season two of the Light Catchers Podcast, we will be following the story of two best friends and one magic spaceship who travel far beyond the universe to save the Shadow Planet. If you miss the Forest Friends, or if you never had the chance of meeting them to begin with, be sure to go back and listen to season one. And don't worry, Fox, Bear, Doggy, and the kitty cat they all call Kit will be back in future seasons. Unlike season one, this is one story told in four parts. So before listening, make sure to start at the beginning of season two so you don't miss any of this adventure. But for now, I'd like you to sit back, kick up your feet, and catch the light with me. After haphazardly rushing through a crowded street of invisible people, being bumped and brushed and tripped, JJ and Lulu finally stopped. In order to keep up, Astrid held Lulu's hand, who held JJ's hand, who was not happy being whipped around at the end of the chain. But once they stopped, all of them, JJ, Lulu, and the invisible Astrid, held each other's hands and exhaled in wonder. Before them was a vast gray sea. The waves steadily rose and fell on the shore, beating against the gray sand beneath their feet. The waves were tall, taller than any waves Lulu or JJ had ever seen back on their own planet. But they were somehow also calm. They were slow waves that rose as slowly as they fell, never cresting over and never crashing down. "It's out there," Astrid said. Lulu and JJ could see the shadow of her hand pointing outward past the waves into the open sea. "What's out there?" JJ asked. "The Emerald of Life," Astrid said with a matter-of-fact tone. JJ and Lulu looked at each other. "What's the Emerald of Life?" Lulu asked. "Oh," Astrid said, surprised by the question. "It's the thing the woman from the Golden Planet threw into the middle of the sea. It's the magic jewel that is at the core of our life on this planet." Astrid paused and looked over at JJ and Lulu, who both looked deeply confused. "It's the reason why we're invisible." JJ and Lulu still didn't quite understand. Astrid continued, her shadow moving as she told the story. "This planet used to be known as the Emerald Planet. Everywhere you looked, it was green and beautiful. Trees and plants and flowers and grass covered the surface of the planet. If you could see me, you would know that I am green. We're all green, and it is beautiful." "But if the emerald is still on the planet, why doesn't it still work?" JJ asked, still fairly confused. "Because of the curse, duh," Astrid said. JJ felt an invisible hand hit his shoulder again. "When the planet formed, the great planet former placed the Emerald of Life in the middle of our city and told us that the emerald would bring rich life and resources to our planet. He told us that planets from all over the world would come to us, seeking the life that we had. But he warned us that the Emerald of Life could never touch the water. And if it did touch the water, a curse would fall over the planet." Astrid paused, and Lulu and JJ could see the shadow of her hand wipe her shadow face. "The Golden Planet never liked us. They had all the gold they could want, but lacked life. They had no fun or laughter, and really no way of growing plants or crops. They needed us, but they also hated us. Then, finally, when the woman came from the Golden Planet, she overheard someone tell the story of the Emerald, snuck into the Emerald Sanctuary, and stole it. As her spaceship lifted off our green paradise, she dropped the emerald into the sea, and the curse has been here ever since." A slight wind started to blow across the sea, making Lulu shiver. JJ took the jacket he was wearing and handed it to her. They both looked up at the sky, at the stars and the vast space of black. In the distance, they could see what they now knew was the golden planet. The gold shone distinctly, even from so far away. "So why don't you go get the emerald out of the sea?" JJ asked, still staring at the sky and the void and the distant glimmer of gold cutting through the sky. "Believe me, we tried. Right after it happened, we had numerous expeditions out to get it. But since we could only really see each other's shadows, it was hard to work together to navigate the boat to the right place. After every failed mission, we started to talk more and more about how the emerald didn't really matter, how maybe we were better off without it. Eventually, we stopped trying altogether. I'm sorry this happened to you and your people." Lulu's eyes were soft and concerned as she said this. JJ's jacket fit loosely over her body as she reached her arms to where she thought Astrid might be. "I can't imagine what it was like to grow up only being a shadow." Astrid was silent for a moment, her shadow still. But within moments of Lulu reaching out to her, Astrid's invisible body moved closer to Lulu again and began to weep as Lulu held her. JJ placed his hand on Lulu's shoulder and waited. There was something in JJ that wanted to hear the same words, feel the same embrace, but he didn't know how to ask for it. So he just waited and eventually blurted out, "I think we need to get a boat." Astrid pulled away slowly from Lulu, and they both saw her shadow point down the shoreline. "There's a boat over there," Astrid said. "It's been on the shore as long as I can remember. No one really uses it." Walking down the shore, JJ and Lulu could feel the sand soft beneath them. For a brief moment, they forgot they were on the other side of the universe. Beside them, they saw small indentations in the sand made from Astrid's feet, her shadow trailing behind deliberately. The boat was made from a dark, dense wood and looked older than anyone or anything they knew on Earth. "This is the boat they tried using to get the emerald when it first fell into the sea. I can remember my father and other townspeople boarding it and trying to make it past the waves, but being invisible made it impossible to work together. They never made it past the third wave." Astrid paused for a moment. "Something changed in my dad after that. Something changed in all of us." "Let's get in. Astrid, come in here with me, and Lulu, push us off and jump in," JJ said, already in the boat. Lulu walked to the back of the boat and got ready to push it into the gray water. Astrid's shadow, though, stood still beside the boat. Timidly, Astrid spoke, "You want me to come with you? I don't think I can do that." JJ looked directly at the invisible space over the indentations in the sand where Astrid stood. "Astrid, we need your help. We don't know where the emerald is, and only you can take us there." "But you don't understand. You can't even see me. My dad couldn't make it past the third wave. I can't do this." Astrid trailed off. JJ held out his hand. The wind behind him picked up and blew his brown curly hair like grass on the shoreline. "Astrid, no one should be a shadow." Lulu stood behind the boat with her eyes fixed on where she thought Astrid was and held her breath. After a few long seconds, JJ felt a hand in his, and the invisible Astrid pulled herself into the boat. No words were spoken, and none were necessary. Lulu called out, "You guys ready?" JJ held up his thumb, and Lulu pushed with all of her might as the boat inched into the water. Lulu ran through the shallow water and leapt into the back of the boat, bumping into the back of Astrid's leg. Lulu stood up, and a smile slowly moved across her face. JJ also began to smile, and before they knew it, they were laughing. JJ first, then Lulu, and finally, Astrid. At the back of the boat, they could see her shadow bouncing in delight. The laughter stretched across the sea, and the magic spaceship, hovering just above the planet, heard it and let out a robotic laugh as well, happy to hear the sound of a great adventure. Thank you for listening to the Light Catchers podcast. To see original illustrations for these stories, follow Light Catchers podcast on Instagram. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it. It really does help.